Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hi, Mary. Nice to meet you. I've definitely heard Dasha.ai mentioned in the AI space, especially for natural conversational AI. Could you share a bit about what sets your platform apart? Like, what makes your voice AI stand out compared to others?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. No worries about the audio. These things happen. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, one big challenge is reaching the right prospects without sounding robotic or pushy. Also, scaling personalized conversations can be tough. How does Dasha handle making AI sound genuinely human and engaging?
Tell me more about scaling personalized conversations can be tough.
Oh, sure. Scaling personalized conversations means reaching lots of potential customers while still making each interaction feel unique and natural. It's tricky because most automated systems sound scripted or repetitive. Dasha's AI uses advanced natural language understanding to adapt responses on the fly, so it feels like a real human chatting, not a robot reading lines. That way you can engage more leads without losing that personal touch. Does that sound like something your team might find useful?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
That's a great question. If Dasha AI exceeded expectations in a year, I'd imagine a steady stream of warm, qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. Conversations would feel so natural that prospects actually enjoy talking with the AI, boosting conversion rates and revenue. Plus, my team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Basically, a smoother, more efficient sales process powered by smart, human-like AI. How close is that to your vision?
What do you mean by a smoother, more efficient sales process powered by smart human-like AI? Why is that important to you?
Ah, great follow-up. By smoother, I mean fewer roadblocks, like less time wasted on uninterested leads or awkward scripted calls. More efficient means the AI handles repetitive outreach and qualification, freeing up your team to focus on real opportunities. Smart human-like AI is key because it builds trust and rapport naturally, so prospects don't hang up or tune out. For me, that's important because it means better results with less effort and a more enjoyable experience for everyone involved. Does that resonate with your goals?
Tell me more about building trust and rapport naturally.
Building trust and rapport naturally is all about making the conversation feel genuine and comfortable. Instead of sounding like a robot reading a script, the AI listens, understands context, and responds with empathy and personality. It can handle interruptions, answer unexpected questions, and even use a bit of humor or warmth when appropriate. This makes prospects more likely to open up, share their needs, and stay engaged. When people feel heard and respected, trust grows, and that's when real connections and sales happen. Does that kind of natural interaction sound like what you're looking for?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, some big challenges are juggling high volumes of leads without losing quality and making sure every conversation feels personalized despite automation. Also, integrating AI smoothly with existing sales tools can be tricky. Oh, and keeping prospects engaged long enough to move down the funnel is always a hurdle. How does Dasha help tackle these kinds of real-world constraints?
What are all the ways juggling high volumes of leads without losing quality, making sure every conversation feels personalized despite automation, integrating AI smoothly with existing sales tools, and keeping prospects engaged long enough to move down the funnel are affecting the business right now?
Ah, that's a multi-layered challenge. Juggling high lead volumes without quality loss can mean missed opportunities or wasted time chasing uninterested prospects. If conversations don't feel personalized, prospects might tune out or hang up, hurting conversion rates. Integration issues can slow down workflows and frustrate teams, leading to inefficiencies. And if prospects aren't engaged long enough, deals stall or drop off, impacting revenue. Altogether, these issues can create a bottleneck that limits growth and strains resources. Does that sound like what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on bottleneck that limits growth and strains resources?
Diving deeper, when I say bottleneck, I mean these challenges slow down your whole sales engine. For example, if your team spends too much time sorting through low-quality leads, they have less time to nurture promising ones. That drags out sales cycles and lowers overall output. Strained resources means your people, time, and budget get stretched thin trying to fix these issues manually or with clunky tools. It can lead to burnout, missed targets, and even lost revenue. Fixing these bottlenecks with smart AI can free up capacity and accelerate growth. Does that hit the mark?